This is Dakota Datebook for October 8th. On this date in 1930, Eleanor Winkel was born in Mannheim, Germany, and grew up during the chaotic times of World War II. Eleanor's pediatrician, who had taken care of her since she was a baby and a friend of the family, was taken away. He was Jewish and was sent to a death camp. As the war went on and Allied bombing of the major cities increased, Eleanor was sent to relative safety with her grandparents in Schwetzingen. When the war ended, she was able to go back home, but safety wasn't assured. One night, she and her mother were trapped in their basement, unable to leave because of the night curfew, and they were threatened by some very drunk Russian men, but were rescued by a mysterious American soldier who stayed and protected them until morning. Later, when the occupying forces moved into Germany to restore order, Eleanor worked as a nanny, taking care of the two young sons of an American major. While working for the major, she got to know and started dating Sergeant Ellis Snell of Ellendale, North Dakota. After a three-year courtship, they received permission from U.S. officials to marry. Eleanor and Ellis were wed on April 26, 1952, at Kassel, Germany. Tragically, however, Ellis soon developed acute leukemia and passed away that July. Eleanor accompanied her husband's body back to North Dakota for burial in Ellendale. She had a three-month visa and stayed with Ellis's parents, but at the insistence of Ellis's mother, she overstayed her visa. This landed Eleanor in hot water with the U.S. State Department, and she faced immediate deportation. A letter-writing campaign was started, and thanks to the intervention of Senators Milton Young and William Langer, she was allowed to stay. After a two-year negotiation, a bill was signed by President Dwight Eisenhower to make her a citizen of the United States. Eleanor went to Ellendale State Teachers College and met Edgar Bollinger of Monango, North Dakota, and they married in 1955 and had two children, Dwight and Mary. Eleanor Bollinger continued her education and received her Bachelor of Science degree. She taught in North Dakota for 33 years and earned entry into Who's Who among American teachers. Eleanor lost her second husband, Edgar, in 1991, and she herself passed away in 2017. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Scott Nelson. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.